Alrighty, it is recording. Begin the entertainment. This is the beginning of the entertainment. Stay tuned for the entertainment. Excellent. All right.
Egg salad.
Star Trek 57, M23, take two.
It's got Star Trek. Bonus episode. Year one highlight clip extravaganza.
There should be a podcast where we bring up subjects that we don't research on the internet and we don't have the internet to look
that's
it up.
That's most podcasts.
So we just... that's just a podcast.
That's your bog standard podcast right there.
That's what people are attracted to podcasts for. People used to like have a conversation for hours about some shit that now you can resolve in about a minute, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I bet you people are so fucking lazy they still don't look it up on the goddamn Google. Like they're just arguing about it.
On that goddamn Google. These kids and their goddamn Google.
Well, a podcast is just like a throwback to those good old days.
You just have a bunch of white people talking to you?
Your what are you talking about? The good old days of podcasts?
It's mostly white people.
The good
mostly
old days.
White men.
Podcasts imitate the good old
podcasts.
Days before.
I think the good old days is a bad term to use.
I don't feel good about using it anymore as Patrick's stalking. It's making me. Because you're asking me to clarify what I mean by the good old days. And I'm like, oh, the good old days when Patrick's like, white people controlled everything. Like I feel bad now.
With like the country clubs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They still do. Z is referred to as a guardian, and as Guardian Z of the spiritual community. So Z is some kind of religious figure, whereas Voss is some kind of executive legislator kind of dude.
An interesting distinction I had not considered. And if I'm going to interpret that in terms of metaphors, it's going to suggest that it's the political class that wants the maintenance of tradition because it allows them to control people.
Ah. Hey, that's pretty good. I like that.
I like that, too.
I'm down with
sounds
that.
Sounds about right.
Look at this.
Right.
Look at you getting three guys together in a room talking about Star Trek. All sorts of wacky, crazy stuff comes out.
We're going to save the universe.
That's wild.
We're going to save the Federation.
Wild stuff. Let's start with our local community.
It's got insight.
Okay. I want to shoot for the stars. Clean up the shit around your fucking neighborhood first.
This is America. We shoot at the stars.
Now, I'm trying to do his voice, and I won't do a good job, but just so you know, I'm trying to do his voice. That's the only voice.
Zobral's voice?
Yeah, he's like, sounds like, you go fight with me.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, that other guy from that other movie who's like, hey, come with me at the pod races. And that's,
you're talking about?
Hey, Annie.
Oh, the Phantom.
Hey, Annie, you tricked me.
Yeah, that was the,
you tricked me.
Oh,
Phantom okay, Menace was.
To
was
the,
more
you
racist.
Go to you go to the you play
Sebulba.
No, you Sebulba's the other guy.
Just don't do the Federation trade ambassadors. That
oh, in Star Wars.
In Star Wars.
No,
yeah,
I'm not. That's, if you imitate them, it's still you can't get around the racism.
No,
on
you
that.
Cannot.
That was really surreal. Surreal race.
But you're gonna play Gascona. Play Gascona. That's see that they sounded.
There
similar.
Are two of them.
And he's just as a more like my throat hurts when I talk.
It's like your prolapsed anus. It's not like a... I don't have a prolapsed anus.
And then when they hit and when the fight scene started, that felt like a Western too, because they're all... I mean, it's...
Tossing, literally jumping over bars, smashing glasses on heads.
Right, yeah.
I totally retract that earlier. I was like, oh, they did such a subtle job with the Western. I'm like, I'm a moron.
No, you're not, Patrick.
I'm a dumb guy.
Don't say that about
I'm
yourself.
I'm a dumb guy.
You need to have confidence about your first impressions.
I'm so confident in how dumb I am.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
I'm
so dumb.
No, I'm so dumb. And I'm too scared to find out.
One of the earlier loops, Michael Burnham's like, it's a space whale. And then later on, like...
Well, I mean, it's...
Lorca's like, is this fish? Like, we get this fish? And it's like, and then like, Saru's like, technically, it's not a fish. And that happens like twice.
Yeah, and Saru's...
And it's all, it's like, just like it's a whale. It's like, it's not a fish, it's a whale.
And Saru is like, and the actor played a fish in another movie. Is Saru supposed to be a land fish? Is Saru, or is the Kelpian? They're called Kelpians. They're called Kelpians.
I think it's because they farm kelp.
But like, they're land fish people. Land fish
people. I don't
think
he's a land fish.
They're not that fishy.
Well, he has hooves.
Hooves! Look at my hooves! Sorry, that was from Freddy Got Fingered. My hooves! My hooves! Look at my hooves!
Let's not talk about Freddy Got Fingered.
Okay, we won't.
Go look up the two Roger Ebert reviews of Freddy Got Fingered. It's the first one and the second one.
Yeah, read them in order.
You will appreciate, you will look at life in a whole new way. Yeah. But fiction can serve a really good purpose in terms of kind of consolidating things and streamlining things to really get at some of the points that sometimes when you're living through reality is always complex to begin with, but when you're living through such a complex reality and things are so confusing and anxiety producing, and it can be really a fucking wall of noise, and fiction can do a really good job of helping organize that. And it's so cool that the fiction does not have to be written today. Mm. You can rely on older fiction like past tense to look at the current situation in a different way, maybe become inspired to come up with some ideas to try to help it, try to take advantage of the situation, to move things in the direction we like to see, which is in some ways a Star Trek style future.
Tukovma Bal Rampu
Kalesh
Talon Rampu Vokan Rampu Humantu Lampu.
So at the beginning, when they're blowing up for the first time, Ro says inertial dampers.
As opposed to inertial dampeners?
Correct.
I've heard both throughout Star Trek.
Yes, and I pointed this out, actually. I looked at my notes for Star Trek Picard.
Maybe I seem to remember you brought this up.
It was a dialect.
It was Star Trek Picard Episode 3, Absolute Candor. I pointed this out, that they said dampener.
And I pointed out that Absolut, the makers of the fine vodka, should make a version of vodka called Absolut Condor.
Maybe
it has bits of condor in it.
Oh, yeah. Condor, right.
As like a sly parody to tie it into the show.
So, and this was like a beak.
Maybe she said dampeners. And
so I don't remember.
You just didn't hear the nor.
So.
You know what I'm saying.
The Cardassians are the species that I always wanted to see like naked the most. Not for, you know, weird
Rule 34
stuff.
Cardassian exists. A lot of Rule 34 Garrick stuff exists. Oh. To our audience members, highly recommended, go to the Google machine, type in Rule space 34 space Garrick.
So I haven't looked at
Cardassian penis.
I haven't looked at a lot of that stuff. But the few drawings that I have seen, I'm never quite satisfied. I don't mean it like anything perverted. I just mean I'm interested in the form.
I'm just interested in, you know, how far down the ridges go. We know the Dax's spots go all the way down.
Yeah.
She said that
all the way down. But so I always picture them having the body of the head of a cobra. You know what I mean? Like that's how it looks like with wings they got those traps and shoulders that all swing up like that.
Yeah. Do they have cloaca or do they have like ridged penises? We didn't get to see the choo-choo dance. We only got to see the reactions of the crew. So you felt the awe of the choo-choo dance without having to be analyzing something, being like, ooh, I don't know. Are they culturally appropriating? Right. Are they just being accidentally racist by having some people hop around? Like what?
When I was looking online for choo-choo dance, just to
Zebulon
see what hit,
sisters.
It was, there was some kind, there's some kind, it's some kind of kids thing, choo-choo TV with choo-choo dance. And there's some kind of kids TV thing on YouTube. So
is it like a chupa chupa dance?
A chupa chupa dance? A suck suck dance? What are you talking about? A chupa chupa dance?
Y'all seen that little? Isn't it that little deer thing? I think it's a type of deer, and it's called a dick dick.
No, but
you seen a dick dick?
That's
I seen a dick dick.
I mean, it's different than the choo choo dance, but no, I haven't seen a dick dick.
Dick dicks are pretty cute.
Have you seen a dick for?
What's it? Oh, you.
It wasn't supposed to work.
Could a storm of such magnitude cause a power surge in the transporter circuits, creating a momentary interdimensional contact with a parallel universe?
Affirmative.
The frequency was coming from a nearby neutron star at 5.75 kilohertz.
They should ask Officer Kenneth about
what?
They should ask Officer Kenneth.
No, I heard you, but I was doing the what? Like,
yeah,
what are you talking about?
Jesse's got it. They got to ask Officer, like when you
what is going on right now? What's happening? What's happening? And why does Jesse get it? Oh my gosh!
Okay, when you gotta figure out about frequencies, There's only one person you can go to. there was only one man who would dare understand and be able to analyze the frequencies.
Lone Star.
No, Officer Kenneth.
Who's what? What are you talking about?
Officer Kenneth, you're like, I got a frequency. I got to figure out the frequency.
Oh, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yes, Officer Kenneth. Tendi is an Orion, and they have not yet really addressed the stereotype, the tradition of the Orion women as the quote-unquote slave women.
The Orion syndicate.
Sex slaves. And I respected the fact that Tendi is not shown as some sort of sex queen or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
good.
She's an awesome, smart woman, right?
Yeah.
This episode really showed her to be like, she needs approval from people. And it's not approval from a boss necessarily or whatever. She wants approval from everyone she meets, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious if that's going to be a function of like her culture somehow or her psychology from being an Orion, if they're going to do anything with that.
It makes you wonder. Yeah.
Right.
You can presume that in Orion society, or at least traditional stereotypical Orion society, that if you're a woman, something you would be taught is that your worth is directly related to how many people are attracted to you, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You could interpret it that way. So I'd be I'm very interested to see if they do more with that.
I ate fried balls and they tasted wonderful.
Yeah, I got no problem with the fried balls.
Actually,
that's a form of practical sex.
The problem I had with it is they were too flat. There wasn't enough nut texture. There was mostly just fried stuff.
What animal was it?
Not enough nut.
Was it sheep?
Were they breaded?
It was breaded. It was Rocky Mountain oysters in Colorado
or
sheep,
something. It's a sheep,
right? Whatever they have in Colorado.
Or a goat? Is it a mountain sheep?
You're asking me, and I'm telling you that that's whatever they have.
You're not telling me.
I'm telling you that
he's
I don't know.
He's telling you he's testicle agnostic.
But then they give you a bunch of marinara sauce to dip in it. It's like they're trying to make you think that you're not eating balls, and that's the whole reason you buy them. So why would you buy them and not want to eat them?
They're like, yeah, they're oysters, nudge, nudge.
Yeah,
it's like, these ain't oysters.
Right, dude. They're trying to make you think they're oysters, I guess. Because if you didn't want to eat balls, you just order
they're
something else.
They're not the
else.
Same texture as
like
oysters.
The chicken tenders or something. Like, you know.
If you want to eat balls, you order the fucking ball.
Well, Tucker's a Tucker. I mean, not Tucker. Tucker.
Tucker.
Tucker.
Tucker. Tucker.
Tucker.
Trip Tucker.
Tucker. Trip Tucker. Trip Tucker the third.
Frit.
Charles Tucker. Tucker the third.
Lub Dubber.
Triple. The third. Triple.
Trip. Triple.
The third. Triple. Charles Tucker. Charles Tucker the third.
Trip Tray. Triple the third. Tucker.
Garmagander. There's a lot of in jokes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Warp core breach jokes and stuff. Like when there's like a drink called the warp core breach.
Wow.
Which is sort of, that's like having a drink called a 9/11.
Oh, God. What was the line Jordy gave from All Good Things where he was like,
let's get another round of Titanics over here. We're thirsty.
All Good Things. I don't remember the line, but it was like,
it's got a bunch of ice in it.
Jordy was met up with.
I like my Jonestown's shaken, not stirred.
Where Jordy met up with Picard on Harvey Picard on the planet, and he was like, oh, we got a warp core breach or some other damn thing. I don't remember what, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Come on, you
I
know.
Mean, I kind of do, but I
there's so many
I wasn't fully
core
paying
breach,
attention.
Breaches.
Yeah, I know you weren't paying attention.
I was confused by what you were saying.
I was trying to say it, but the reason you were confused is because you only caught it in bits as you guys were talking over it, which is fine. You can talk over
it. I was
me.
Trying to listen to both of y'all.
I'm sorry, Professor. So the bug eating the other bug
was cool. Neat.
You know what that was? It wasn't just Star Wars. It was doing it properly.
Okay, so, no, you're right.
So
it was like Return of the Jedi.
George Lucas did that in the 1990s, kids. George Lucas released the special editions of Star Wars where he added in all these little
that was
characters.
In A New Hope, I think, that particular one. There was a scene that opened
that
up when they were right before Obi-Wan was like, we have nothing that you want. Go the other direction. That's not what he said at all. But these are not the droids. What is it, Jimmy? It's like when he goes, these are not the droids.
No, Dan, you got the quote 100% correct.
Yeah, dude.
This is a Star Trek podcast.
Yeah, it's a Star Trek. So
we're not expected to
know
that stuff.
It doesn't matter what you
do. That's a whole other franchise.
No, but I'm saying, like, if it's not ready, it shouldn't be able to break out of its cage.
No, I know.
They built a faulty cage, is my point.
You've already explained it. It's once the door is open, you have the extra leverage to do it. That makes sense to me. you know,
extra leverage to break it open. And
it was thirsty. It wanted to slurp.
Right. I think that that's a poor design, though, that something like that could cause it to fall to pieces.
I think it's a poor design that spider had effectively a prolapsed anus as a mouth.
Yeah.
But I did like that it was...
had a little turtle head when he was sucking on him.
I was very amused by that sequence. I was heartened by the idea, again, a very Miyazaki / Trek idea, that the perceived enemy turns out to in fact be not an enemy at all.
Yeah, he's a herbivore.
He's an herbivore. He's just slurping on.
He looks so happy in one part when he was slurping, and his eyes are closing. Yeah, he's like, ah. Yeah. It just stayed on him for a minute.
And then
just
he gets tired and he's just like,
yeah. Yeah, he looks so, it's like adorable. And the spider became really adorable. And
Boimler's is like, my bones.
My Salot fought a Lamacha in the Langon foothills. Trice was the word I was trying to say, but instead I said twice, and I kept thinking I was supposed to be saying trice, and I was like, twice, that sounds so funny, because it's like trice, but I'm saying twice, I'm saying trice wrong, you know what I'm saying?
You're just saying twice.
Yeah, but I was thinking it like I was saying trice wrong.
If we were in the future and had Dr. Phlox around, he could probably help you out with whatever's troubling you right now.
He'd shove me full of some lizard essence.
Optimism. Lizard semen.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
they pulled that shit. So when Tucker's like,
is that lizard semen meant for medicinal purposes? Hmm. Not necessarily.
So
sometimes it's a delicious beverage.
I can see him just Phlox. He loves his animals, but I can also see him just grabbing some animal and just squeezing it like a rag, like you're wringing out a rag.
It's
like,
time for my juice.
It out.
This will clear up the poison ivy right away.
Give me the juice.
You can reach us on any form of social media at It's Got Star Trek. You know, the at symbol. Y'all kids know how to do that, right? The little swirly snail looking thing with It's Got Star Trek after that, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. There's a subreddit, but that's It's Got Everything.
But when you're putting the URL inside your address bar in your browser, don't put the apostrophe in the it's, because it won't work.
Yes. And yeah, exactly. Don't put the fucking apostrophe in the it's. If you go to itsgotstartrek.com, then don't put the apostrophe, even though there should be an apostrophe. We had somebody comment on that, and they suggested that there's not supposed to be an apostrophe. And it was a very nice person, and I apologize to them ahead of time. But let's just get this out there in case there could be people who are not listening to this podcast purely because they are in the mistaken impression that grammatically the It's Got Star Trek should have no apostrophe. But it should, because it has no apostrophe. It makes no sense to have no apostrophe. It's not possessive. It's not It's Got Star Trek. If it said It's Star Trek, maybe it didn't have enough. If the Star Trek belonged to this thing, but it doesn't. It has got it.
It's possessive makes no sense.
The audio podcast apostrophe. It has. It's got Star Trek.
They thought we were saying like it has got Star Trek.
They thought we were saying it is got Star Trek.
Yeah.
It is not. It is got Star Trek.
That's dumb.
I mean, they didn't say that, but that's like as if we. It's like. What you know is that? Did you think we were saying it has got Star Trek? Why is that wrong? I was trying to figure out. You know,
it was just mildly upsetting.
Yeah,
but hopefully we've cleared that up now.
Which is more wrong, Jesse? It's without the apostrophe, or if you were to say it has got Star Trek?
It has got Star Trek.
You
it's fine
it, because that it
is
has
no is word. Is I'm it saying is, if you were going to say Star it
Trek.
If you were,
it is got doesn't make any sense.
No, that's what I'm saying. Which makes less sense? It has got Star Trek, or it's got Star Trek with no apostrophe? Which makes less sense?
Both.
They make no sense.
Basically, the rule is just don't screw up history, and you'll have to fix it. And then they used him, and they ruined it for everyone. Is basically like that kid who pees on the poster in the bathroom in first grade. It's like ruins it for everyone. Now
the poster?
I'm sure the poster could probably handle it, but ruins the kid's ability to now the teacher probably has to it might be illegal, but you get the. Point I'm making.
What are you doing? No, I don't. I don't. You're talking about the teacher doing illegal shit to a kid.
It's like it's like first grade or kindergarten or whatever, and so kids had the responsibility they could pee on their own, but now because kids are peeing on the poster, the teacher now has to sit in and watch the kids pee to make sure they don't do that.
I get where you're going.
That probably doesn't really happen, but that kind of idea. So they ruined it for everyone because
it's
Guardians
just such
Forever,
a funny example.
But it's the only one I could think of.
You could just go in after the kid took a piss to see if he pissed on the poster.
That kid who peed on the poster was me. Corporations are cheap.
Yeah.
And pig anuses presumably are plentiful.
Just say this stars. It's called Star Trek.
Star Trek.
It's just stars. It's like, why are there like four stars moving in the identical vector? Right. Doesn't make any
sense.
Don't
ask too many questions. Pay attention to the stars.
Just look at the stars.
I told you a million times, Timothy. Don't task me.
Timothy.
I gave you this job because my sister said I had no choice. You're my nephew. Don't task me.
Don't task
me. You're working on Star Trek, for God's sake.
Star Trek. They won't know the difference. You give them some neck pinches and some pointy ears, and that's all they care about.
It's foreheads.
Bunch of savages.
You know, by the way, cream my pants. I understand that that's a solid phrase to use, and don't stop using it on my account, but it always grosses me out so much.
It cream is a gross. Corn.
Like, some people don't like the word moist, right?
Moist
Speaking
vessel.
Of moist vessel. But
who
like
doesn't?
Moist.
But that's their problem.
Some people we know.
Well, I you know, and
does
I do.
Does he not like it?
Yeah, I think so.
While we are occasionally crude and crass on this podcast, we don't have any particular desire to offend, unless you're offended, in which case, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
You have no right to
yourself.
Not be offended. Not in the United States of America, anyway.
I totally support your usage of cream your pants. But I just had to point out that it like always brings this gross imagery into my
head. It's a gross image.
It's like some gross anime or something.
It's a very sophomore.
It's like anime tentacle stuff. It starts to think about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
Tentai.
Just your brain going.
Tentai?
Consenticles.
Consenticles.
Yeah, mine. So the cream your pants, it also makes me feel weird. It's not a phrase, as you all know me, it's not a phrase I would use frequently, but I did think it was the most sort of woke phrase to use to convey, because I think
agree.
It applies woke. To both men and women.
I agree.
People of all sorts of
it
sexual identities and
way.
Genders. You
I'm
can cream
binary.
Your pants regardless of your you know,
whatever.
Mental, social identity,
you know,
physical identity. It doesn't matter. You can cream your pants.
It maybe shows that I'm regressive, because the thought of a woman creaming her pants is strange to me, even though I know it's real and it's a thing that happens.
I know it's real. It's real.
I know that it's just when I think about it worded like that, I get all this strange imagery all confused. And that means that I need to, you know, be more progressive. So I need to work on myself. This is not your battle, Patrick. This is my battle for myself.
It's our battle.
It's our battle.
I will fight
battle
by your
together.
Side.
Oh, that's great.
I love how sophisticated our show is.
The music got very Star Wars-y the whole time they were on that Snailian ship.
Snailian?
Whoa.
Snailian.
Yeah, it was all like, it was stuff that I was like, and then it had the, you know, it had those things going on.
That
you know,
was
when
so accurate, we're going to get a copyright violation.
Yeah, I hope
it's
so.
It's like Duel of the Fates.
Yeah, yeah. Or, no, not, it was more, no, it was more in like the, was that the episode, Star Wars?
Yes,
New Hope?
Shadow of the Empire.
Yeah, Shadow of the Empire. I think they might have grabbed
64.
They might have grabbed that from, I don't remember.
Yeah, they grabbed, that's either grabbed from or slightly rearranged from the asteroid.
Yeah, the asteroid ship. Yeah, the asteroid ship. That's what the beginning of the Snailian ship felt like, was like the, at the end, it was right before the Death Star. Oh, spoiler alert.
Speaking of jerking off for croissants,
the reason why, and this is canon as far as I'm concerned, that Data has a giant penis is because, and here's
I'll tell you, it's canon, all right.
Because Dr. Soong, of course, like any of us. He was kind of a prick. You can imagine that when Dr. Soong is making androids, he's clearly a narcissist. He's made them in his own image, right? So he made them look like him. And in that process, he would give them his penis. But because he's a narcissist, because he's a man, he would inevitably inflate the size of the penis as compared to his actual penis, right? He would attach to that robot something at least 25% larger. He might not go crazy. He might not go insane larger, but at least 25% larger. So that's point number one.
Number
two, it is well known that Dr. Soong did in fact have quite a large penis to begin with.
Wait a minute.
So he didn't have like some tiny penis. So he had a large penis to begin with, and then his arrogance led him to create this golem, mechanical golem creature with a 25% larger penis, even still than that which he already possessed.
Yeah. Because it's never big enough, right?
Like, exactly. No matter, in the mind of a man,
yeah,
it is never big enough.
Yeah.
But speaking of that scene where he and Detmer go on their little mission that was, you know, suggested by Tilly, it's pretty straightforward, pretty bog standard sci-fi. Get the fast little ship, fly back and forth, straight for the bat. Yeah, bog standard.
I don't know what that means.
It's inside your bailiwick.
It means it's standard. It's an accentuated, accentuating adjective.
It's accentuating.
Bog standard.
Accentuating. It's standard.
Dan doesn't think this riff I'm doing is nearly as funny as I do.
The standard.
As you can tell by, this is how he reacts.
He clearly has no respect for it.
What were you saying? Bog standard? Can you do it again? Do the bit again.
Because I know it's going to happen. But I'll do it. This whole scene with Detmer and everybody, it was sort of a bog standard sci-fi.
The way he seemed to describe it, he was talking about the engines can't regenerate. So basically, the antimatter engines, they regenerate to maintain power, basically, right?
It's like an alternator.
Yes, but it's a little different. Right, I was thinking that too.
It's like recovering energy from your disc brakes.
It's a little different though because.
Well, yes, it's a starship.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what I was going for.
Because it's a big ship, not a tiny car with the wheels on the road.
Because I was saying,
wheels are in space.
A car,
some space wheels.
A car is limited by the amount of power it can put out, right? And so I'm sure the Enterprise is limited by power it can put out as well, but it also seems
by physics.
But it also seems to be limited.
Kind of. Sorta.
It also. Well, we'll find out when I finish the sentence, right?
If you ever do.
Yeah,
Take your bets, folks.
It's not up to me, apparently.
I'm not stopped.
Man, I could have been something. I could have done something with my life. Now I'm on a podcast.
That was 20 years ago.
Hey, I could have done something with my life.
What would you have done?
You could have
finished the fucking sentence.
God damn. Shit.
This is what's great about this show. They not only are casting a non-binary actor, but I think that the brilliant move they've made, at least thus far, is the character of Adira is introduced. We interact with Adira, and it's a very interesting, fun interaction. The actor is fantastic, but they don't make any big deal about it. They don't make any big deal. They have this subtle message in there. The key thing that jumped out at me is when Stamets said, There's no one like me.
Yeah.
And then Adira said, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
That's the message getting across without the in-universe characters making some big deal about it. I was like, why are you a 16-year-old non-binary person in the future? To Stamets, it's irrelevant. Yeah. To Tilly, it's irrelevant. They Tilly's annoyed that Adira is young.
I liked how Adira, sorry.
I know. We're going to have to practice.
It's okay. All right.
That's the goal of this, is we get to practice because there's representation on TV. Just go onto Google and type young kids. Go onto YouTube and type in young kids.
I'm not going to finish with any joke on
the
that.
The FBI is coming after you.
Just type in young kids music, young kids dancing, and you'll see some.
Young kids, tight music.
Tight young
kids.
Put in
like music. Tight young kids. No FBI.
See, I feel bad now.
No, Jesse's right. You got to put in like the colon, not the colon, FBI.
Not FBI.
Yeah, you got to put in all those Boolean operators, all right?
Put in the colon.
If you want to search properly, people, you got to use your Boolean operators.
Boolean operators.
It works on a Boolean.
Use a Boolean operator.
Boolean.
I want them to introduce ebullient. Operate.
Ebullient.
You know,
what about
ebullient? They're all like
Ebola.
Ebullients.
They tear your operators to pieces.
They melt your
turns
insides.
It into blood and poo-poo.
I want some.
Yeah. A trill. Totally.
Yeah.
There's another reference.
Very attractive trill lady.
Yeah, they all seem to be.
They said she was crazy hot or something.
Yeah, all the trills seem to be.
I couldn't tell because she was a cartoon.
Yeah, right.
Expand your mind, buddy. Rule 34.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I was on Reddit poking around, and one guy wrote this really wonderful comment, very thoughtful, insightful comment about Lower Decks, very appreciative, a great comment to open a conversation about the show. And then at the very end, the last sentence, he said, oh, and by the way, does anybody know if there's any Rule 34 with the Lower Decks yet?
Nah.
All casual.
Yeah, I was like, dude,
I'm just a normal guy.
You've totally undercut. I mean, yeah, that is a normal guy thing to do, to be fair, but he's sort of undercut.
No, you don't have to say it out loud.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, I'm just having a normal conversation. This is a normal thing to ask. You know?
Have any cartoon sex porn?
Yeah, right.
I will touch the sky.
That is considered to be funny? Actually, you brought the house down, T-Nick.
It must be like weird being Joe Piscopo and doing his shtick like on an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah.
How do you perform in an environment? I mean, he's a professional, of course, but even so, it seems a little bit out of place. I can see joking as Data being an android, not getting it and stuff. That goes with the show. But like just doing some Jerry Lewis bits on Star Trek
nowadays,
TNG.
Most people aren't going to get any of those jokes anyway.
Yeah, they won't know what Tip O'Neill is. O'Neill. They won't know Jerry Lewis. And by the way, in about 20 years, they won't know what a fish is.
Oh, shit.
Because there won't be any fish left.
Be jellyfish.
And you're describing, I think, what people like about this. You're describing an episode of Star Trek. Strange aliens that we've never met before are suffering from some ailment. Our crew is uniquely suited to help them.
Yeah.
And then goes and helps them with a few challenges along the way that make them question morals and themselves.
And I guess it stood out because this is Discovery and that doesn't often take that point as much.
We've seen hints of it more and more, a lot of hints of it in this particular season, in the third season. I think this episode was the most, you know, we arrive, here's the instigating event. There's other stuff going on, but fundamentally we have to save these aliens to save ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we have to have some moral quandaries. I'm using a silly voice, but I really liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I did too.
It's comfortable. Off in the distance.
I can't keep up.
The game's dragging on.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you. But suddenly everyone's looking at me.
My mind has been wondering, what could it be? They point to the sky.
I
look up above.
And a baseball falls into my glove. I play right field.
It's important,
you know. You gotta know how to hit it. You gotta know how to throw. That's why I play right field, way out where the dandelions grow. Making it great.
Pizza Hut commercial from the VHS copy of the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which is a great movie. Go check it out.
Yeah, partially based on the graphic novels too, which is good.
The commercial or the movie?
The movie. The commercial.
I want to see the graphic novel of
You were singing
commercial.
A Pizza Hut commercial?
Yeah, that was a Pizza Hut commercial.
I think it was like a They Might Be Giants song or something.
Poop and Dupe from SNL. Yeah, right.
Okay. Hans and Franz.
Okay, look. Let me... Look,
we had to pump you up.
Oh my God.
Get your point out. We're finishing up the show.
Yeah, trying. Trying. This is going a lot faster.
Will it?
Yeah, synthetics? Synthetics.
Say it again.
Synthetic sympathizers. I keep trying to say this and I keep fucking it up.
Synthetic synthesizers.
Synthetic sympathizers.
Sympathizers or synthesizers?
Sympathizers.
Synthesizers.
Picard is a synthetic sympathizer.
What about a sympathetic synthesizer?
What the fuck? A sympathizer. Wait, what'd you call him? A
sympathetic synthesizer?
Sympathetic synthesizer.
It's like a synthesizer. That makes, you know, it understands that you've been going through a lot that day, which is why you keep fucking messing up the fat beats.
The fat beats.
Like, you're trying to put in some fat beats, and the synthesizer's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
This beat does not groove, but that's okay. You've had a long day.
You are thick enough. It is fine.
Take a break. Have a drink.
And I walked by, and there was a 4D movie theater. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Then I went by, and there was a 5D movie theater. And I was like, what could that possibly be?
Wait, what's the fifth one?
I don't know what the fourth one is. I guess it is.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, I can only guess that they fuck with you somehow. Yeah, like your butt rumbles or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, like your seat all rumbles. Yeah. It's like, oh, did I... Who did that?
But then how do they make the leap from 4D to 5D? I don't know. I guess it's not really important.
It's like Smell-O-Vision.
Smell-O-Vision. Oh, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it? Or that was
I don't think
book.
That was ever
no,
a thing.
What book
it's
was
like
that
a Willy Wonka thing.
No, that was in a book. There was a whole Smolavision? Soma-vision? There was Soma.
Smolavision.
Soma or Ansible was... No, that was a Ursula K. Le, whatever.
What's
book.
Going on in this Star Trek episode?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was fucked up, man. That was like, fucked up.
Talking about 4D and then 5D.
which was the fourth one?
Smolavision?
Smolavision.
One big important point, again, getting back to this whole what is Star Trek thing, all of these people that we see are competent. They're highly competent. They are what you would expect for a Starfleet officer. Boimler, Mariner, Rutherford, Tendi, T'Ana, Ransom,
blue cheese
Shaxx.
When you say Rutherford.
They are
like Roquefort or whatever, but
they are all
it's making me hungry.
Competent people. Right? This is not... Some people were afraid...
It's not easy to get into Starfleet.
Well, exactly. And I think there were people who were concerned, and perhaps justifiably, they hear comedic Star Trek.
I couldn't get into Starfleet.
And the way the show was marketed also, I could see people perceiving that this is a ridiculous ship full of, you know, morons tumbling through the galaxy. That's clearly not the case. These people are not perfect, but they are all... what we've seen so far, right. Very competent in different ways in different areas.
It's not Red Dwarf.
Because I assume that they were together or something, and she just didn't like him. Well, not that she didn't like him, but she had to have sex so she could get impregnated. So they
he had
the
bad
race.
Seed,
and like
he was sterile,
and
dude.
She needed the seed.
He was sterile.
The impression
Kirk's
I
seed.
So the impression
Kirk's
that I kind
seed. Of space seed.
The impression that I kind of had.
Sperm.
Okay, it's very funny. The impression I got is that her and him were together, but she had to have sex with people in order to make the species continue, right? And he was getting jealous, and so when he went to kiss her because he was jealous, it turned her off because his like kissing was done out of jealousy. Whereas under normal circumstances, she would have accepted it because they are together. Or is it simply just like he's crushing on her hard and they're not together? You know what I'm
saying?
That's, are they?
That's
I think
the
it's
answer.
The difference between. Cuckolding and hot wifing.
what is
you're looking at me for affirmation? I agree.
I'm just looking. To
now
let
he's
you...
looking at me.
No, I'm looking. I'm not looking for affirmation. I'm looking because we're having a conversation, and it's sort of signaling that, like, yeah, we're having a discussion now.
I know, right?
We're having a discussion
of a sort.
They call it a podcast.
See, this
now
is...
he's pointing his thumb at me.
Because
he's
doing
Jesse, because
he's doing that. He's doing that thing where he's just like here. He's just like Dan's saying something really silly right now. Dan's saying something really silly.
I'm just being cheeky.
Yeah, then he's doing that thing where he responds like, no, it's fine, Dan. No, I'm not.
He's just being cheeky.
Just being cheeky
he's
and
totally,
charming.
He's totally tickled with the fact that he's cheeky.
So you were saying...
I could say 1 + 1 = 2, and you could be like, ho, 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 ho.
Why don't you give it a try?
I refuse. I'm not falling to your traps.
All right. So.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, how come there aren't more beaming practical jokes they play on each other?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I bet there are. We'll see those, you know.
I hope we see those.
In the next, whatever the next Star Trek, and maybe in the Section 31 episode, it'll be largely about time travel and beaming-based practical jokes.
Beaming snakes at people.
What was it in Breaking Bad that one character had, like, his idea of Star Trek fan fiction? It was an episode, I think, where Spock was getting into an eating competition with McCoy or Scotty or something, and Spock kept winning because he had, like, the transporter in his stomach, and they were just transporting the food into space or something.
That's
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was. That,
it's like we've asked before. Why can't you transport your poops out? Maybe that's why they don't have bathrooms. We don't really see toilets. We think it's rare that we see
nobody ever has to go on the show.
You know, if you had to transport your poop, would you rather it be in your stomach so it just falls out before anything happens, or would you rather have it be like right at your anus so you get the whole process of feeling?
Is
it
anus
poop?
Or rectum?
Yeah, and he did apologize, but like I said before, it was always just like, it was just kind of like, oopsie, sorry.
Of course, Star Trek has that. Some people argue that Star Trek does have that problem, like with Georgiou, and throughout every single series that predates Discovery, very rapidly apologizing for terrible actions. Yeah. I mean, even in Space Seed, the original series episode with Khan, who takes over the ship and starts like torturing people at the end. I mean, people forget this because Star Trek II starts out and Khan is so antagonistic against Kirk, yeah. But at the end of Space Seed, you know, Khan and Kirk are all like, oh, it's, you know, kind of a goofy misunderstanding. Kirk's like, oh, I understand, right. You know, super genius, totally get it.
Here, we'll let you have this planet.
You have just a whole planet. You can be like a crazy emperor, and Khan's like, you know what, that's going to be cool.
I mean, what a horrible mistake.
I know, it, as it turned out.
This is City Alpha 5!
Do you think Cardassians have, what's their snacky food? Do you think it's fishy? Is it fishy?
I was thinking that it probably is. Well, they look like lizardy, so I would imagine it's fishy.
I don't know.
I think a bug's more like Klingons.
Maybe kimchi-ish?
I bet it's like fishy. I bet it's some kind of dried prawny thing.
Mm, just like gobbling up a bunch of dried prawny things.
And they probably have a lot of eyeballs or something. And
do you think the Cardassians do a thing where like eyeballs, as a gag, they like lean their head back and they put some of those dried prawny things in their spoon head spot? And they do
and
some
like rolls
of,
down.
Yeah, they do some game where they have to take shots of Kanar while like not spilling their heaping teaspoonful of shrimp bits.
Some of those dudes got a whole tablespoon.
is that the basis of like racial discrimination on Cardassia? Is like how deep your spoon hole is?
So Star Trek takes place in our universe, but the Kelvin timeline obviously doesn't. So
that takes place in Chris Pine's universe.
Yeah.
Chris Pine universe.
Mm-hmm. The Pineverse.
That universe is in a separate universe from where I am right now. But the Star Trek universe that, like, from the TAS, that's from my universe.
That's your universe.
And your universe, too.
And mine, too.
Yeah. Why didn't we see Khan take over a huge chunk of the world in the
90s? Oh,
yeah. Where the, right. Did the eugenics wars not happen?
Maybe they'll happen.
Did we do something to prevent it? Did Star Trek The Next Generation effectively prevent the eugenics wars because all the people who would have participated in the eugenics wars were on Usenet complaining about The Next Generation not being real Star Trek?
Well, okay.
They spent all their time being like, oh, I gotta explain why the Next Generation's stupid. A bald captain from France?
Mousercise, Genesis, which has Phil Collins, and Smurfing Around the World was the name of a song from the Smurf album, I think.
Wow. What's Mousercise? Is that a Disney exercise?
Yes. It's a Mickey Mouse kind of like, it sounds like Jazzercise.
It was like an exercise show on Disney.
And the record sounded like some disco or something.
Stretch those bums!
Okay. Okay, that's all I had to say. And you made it, and you stretched out. See, when you say, we've been talking about this, been off topic for too long, Dan, it's because
I never said
you
we were
stretch
off topic.
It. No, but you have in the past, and you...
I was interjecting just to let the audience know that they are not mistaken. This is indeed a Star Trek podcast,
yes,
but we do talk about other things.
I didn't take issue with that part. I took issue with the fact that afterwards you kept saying like, boobledy-boo, you know? And so when I'm off topic for too long, keep in mind that it can be a third of that time if you just let me say A, B, C, and D, so therefore E. Then it's done.
I was told there would be no math.
I mean, I guess all they mentioned when they talked about transporting people down there is they talked about how your time body would have to change.
Yeah, as you're transporting, aren't the mountains like fucking slicing your molecules up as the planet's orbiting by?
Yeah, right.
The transport, even in the best of cases in the Voyager area, takes a few seconds.
Yeah, and so there's that, and they talked about when you. The reason the doctor had to go down there is because he's the only one that could survive like the temporal disjunction or whatever you want to call it.
He got bored of all the ladies and the men on the ship.
But if you're going to transport...
He'd explored everything humanity had to offer.
If you're going to transport down to a planet that's going 58 RPM, it seems like it'd be kind of a shot. You'd have to catch up to speed. You know what I mean? Like they have to...
Oh, yeah.
Can they transport you in motion? They have to if they're going to... Because all planets are moving, so they have to be able to transport you in some kind of motion.
I think you've just invalidated all of Star Trek for me. Let's give up this podcast and switch over to the Fried Green Tomatoes podcast that I've been trying to...
No!
It's got fried green tomatoes. It's a little taste. Like when the cocaine dealer
or the gentleman who is trying to manipulate a woman who has a cocaine addiction, he gives her a little taste.
Yep.
The cocaine dealer gives you a little taste.
I'm a dealer of jokes.
He is a dealer of jokes. He gives you a taste, and then you can't help it. You come taste. Back for more.
The spectacles worn by reason.
What? Okay, good night. good night. That's ridiculous.
Weird.
Home, driving into her. Home, driving into her. Jogging. 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 Jogging.
A.
It's cool. You can only go.
B.
He met B.
A. What a place in Genesis.
He died.
Isaac was a
bomb.
Oh,
God.
We're going to figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
We're going to figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
They won't even give us warp 5.
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Olgans are into this stuff.
Remember that show?
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn?
Meadows?
He played the voice of Zorn.
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn?
He was in that show.
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn? What does that have to do with Encounter at Far
Blackburn?
I'm Picard, alien robot.
Stole my brain thoughts.
Roppler Zorn, alien torture.
Where are these apples?
It figured it out.
I'm Picard,
sexy as shit.
This guy,
it's the middle of nowhere. I was perfectly happy on Mars.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Klingons is all right.
Hey, Nish.
I could have done something with my.
Got a Pluto up my butt.
She didn't shoot first. She didn't do shit. Instead of saying she Jar Jar'd Klingon, she kind of inverse Boba Fetted him. Her suit like went off. Instead, her suit like went off.
What did you have done?
And instead of falling into the Sarlacc, she skewered some motherfucker. What about the ones around Uranus?
Oh, any Klingon around my anus?
Did her spear not go away? So you couldn't lock onto her.
Yeah.
He can't accept her for what he is.
Sarek is a complicated. Tennis is a complicated ass game.
Couldn't you modify the subspace field output of the deflector generators just enough to create a low-level field around the station?
We got 14 types of tomato soup, but they all taste like shit.
We're gonna figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
We're gonna figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
Why won't they give us warp 5, Daddy?
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Olgans are into this stuff.
Promenade is a paved public walk. DS9 is hardly a resort.
Biopaka.
Fucking power.
Wormhole aliens don't know what they're talking about. Cisco. Cisco.
Old man. Oh, you're hot.
Yeah. Well, things are not as perfect as you think.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What we do have is underpowering sense. To Cisco. Limitations that give Cisco. I'm Picard. This guy, kind of a dick to me, kind of brings up like a shitty part of my past. Alien robot species. They stole my brain thoughts.
Built some families.
He's pissed off about it. I didn't want to have that brought up. And then he's all like, fuck this. This is the middle of nowhere. I was perfectly happy on Mars.
Spaceships.
To fight the fucking Borg.
Killed my wife.
Pulled me off of this shit. Going to this fucking dead end nowhere.
He's still the captain, but Olgans are into this stuff.
We're gonna figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
We're gonna figure out the prime director.
He's weird and he's an alien.
They won't even give us warp 5.
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Olgans are into this stuff.
CRTs.
okay. This guy got powers now.
Spock tried to kill
a threatening lunatic. Gary Mitchell.
Kirk, you really feel his struggle. Pike is
all right,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Medical tricorder.